The Douglas Indian Village was a winter spot for the Takuquan people. Water flowed underneath a row of about 20 structures on pilings. There was a saying, this was where the sun rays touched first. The village had no running water or electricity, but to John Morris, it was home.
That was a trail that I used to walk to go to school right here. But my house was right exactly where that truck is right now.
Where we're standing has been filled with gravel. The water no longer comes up to this point. It's been turned into Savico Park, a place where children play Little League and families grill out hamburgers. Morris remembers seeing his childhood home here going up in smoke.
We left everything as is in the house with the thought that if they saw that we hadn't moved anything out, that they would maybe prolong the burning. It didn't stop them.
Fishing nets, clothing, dishes, everything.
There are no pictures of my childhood. It was all burned up in that house.
Morris is a carver, teacher, and tribal leader. At 75 years old, he's also the last living member of the tribe to witness the burning of the village in 1962. He remembers back then, racial tensions were high. He delivered newspapers as a kid.
And I had a paper sack that had Juneau Empire on it. And as long as I had that paper sack, I could go anywhere in Douglas. Once I took that paper sack off, people would tell me, get back down to your village.
In 1946, the Douglas Indian Association was looking for boat loans. At the time, boats were kept under the house, but that wasn't deemed suitable. So the city and Army Corps of Engineers were asked to build a harbor where the village stood, with the understanding the village would be rebuilt. That plan didn't go anywhere.
But the plan for the harbor kind of stayed on the books, and in 1962, the city of Douglas destroyed the Indian village.
That's attorney Andy Huff. He put together a formal report in 2002 on what happened. He used to work for the Montana Indian Law Resource Center. Back in the 60s, the city of Douglas found a loophole to condemn the native village. Most of its occupants were gone to fish camps in the summer.
Even so, the city didn't have jurisdiction over the houses in the first place. It was a federally protected enclave.
Two more red flags stood out. One was the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The agency that's supposed to help did nothing to intervene.
So they just flatly refused to get involved, even though there was this plan to kind of destroy the village.
The other red flag was a possible conspiracy.
Two members of the City of Douglas Zoning Commission, which was the entity kind of in charge of destroying the village, were also members of the Bureau of Indian Affairs at the same time.
They were Charles Jones and A.W. Bartlett. Both men resigned from Zoning and Planning Committee, citing conflict of interest. But the plans to burn the village were already underway. Huff says that's an obvious breach of trust. When he put the report together 13 years ago, he thought it would affect change. But no restitution has been offered. He thinks even after all this time, there's still a legal case.
And I don't think the federal government can argue it doesn't know exactly, you know, what happened and what the issues are in light of the report coming out and being released by the tribe. Something surely should have happened by now.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs couldn't be reached for comment. After the controlled burn in 1962, the village was never rebuilt. The Douglas Harbor and eventually the park was constructed in its place. Morris, who was on military leave at the time, says he went back to Fort Hood, Texas, changed.
I went back with a bitterness that I'm not going to have anything to come back to. I don't have a home. The people that I grew up with, I got to see firsthand how they treated us people, us natives.
It took years for him to come back to the Juneau Douglas area, but he did. He says sometimes friends tell him he should file a lawsuit. He could be a millionaire.
That's not what I'm after. I do want to see that corrected, but it'll never leave me. It'll never leave me. It lays there, but it's dormant, and I don't like to touch it unless I have to.
Morris says he forgives, but he doesn't forget. He would like to see restitution for the Takuquan people. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.